This is Lou Cavalli, Elizabeth Cupp and Cavalli, and I welcome you to the Cutting Edge program, The Divided Kingdom. It's July 21st. Summer is speeding by so quickly, to use an unfortunate term, it's going at warp speed. In July and August, we're featuring the program title, Summer Shocks / Secrets. Many of you listeners look forward to news you'll never hear elsewhere, and a news that doesn't have to be interrupted by annoying commercials. We both, Elizabeth and I, want to thank all of you for your vital help. Some of you have begun stepping up to help us pay for our August WWCR radio costs, along with our needs for Global Star Communication. To do your part, send checks made out to WWCR or Global Star Communications, or send cash or money orders to Lou Cavalli. That's L-O-U-C-A-V-E-R-L-Y. At Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
And Lou, I'll just interject there again how our hearts are really overwhelmed with those of you who are giving us sacrificially to keep us on air. And things are still very tight, and we do need more help before the end of the month. We have about a week left, so as Lou said, our biggest need would be for some cash and for a check or two written to WWCR. So we just thank you in advance for anything you can send to Lou Cavalli at P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
And now here's Elizabeth with the July 21st opening monologue.
Georgia Stone's broken, but when will hearts break and repent before God? July 21st, 2022. Many Americans felt spiritual joy at the news reported on July 7th that the Georgia Guidestones were attacked by demolition and then totally removed out of safety concerns. As one Divided Kingdom listener put it so well, quote, "Nothing better with morning coffee to hear the Georgia Guidestones in rubble. Arise, my American Republic Army, to do battle." Yet, although the American Stonehenge, with all its innuendos or direct connections with human sacrifice, is gone, the actual killing over the American heartland continues. Our hearts in this heartland are broken, our souls pierced by the latest mathematical documentation of iniquity, the abomination to Almighty God of casting our youngest babes, even six-month-olds, to the devastation and devouring of the Moloch mRNA COVID shots. This, even as political high priestesses sing happy birthday to masked three-year-olds on site at the vaccine clinics. The First Lady said, quote, "The relief is finally here, a vaccine for the youngest children." LifeSite News reports, June 20th, 2022, Vatican City has issued a new set of coins, one of which shows a young person being vaccinated, presumably against COVID-19. The 20-euro silver coin does not specify the jab is for COVID, but LifeSite quotes from a Vatican website the following. The 20-euro silver coin designed by Chiara Franchip is dedicated to a current theme that is very close to Pope Francis's heart, treatments to counter the pandemic and the need to be vaccinated. The coin depicts a doctor, a nurse, and a young person who is ready to receive the vaccine. The Holy Father has repeatedly stressed the importance of vaccination, recalling that health care is, quote, "a moral obligation," and it is important to, quote, "continue efforts to immunize even the poorest people," end of quote. Yes, the poorest peoples, the dark-skinned races, those with mental or physical handicaps, the elderly, all must receive priority, even as the obscene, murderous words of the Guidestones' first commandment linger in the dusty air of its death. Keep the Earth's population in balance at 500 million. Has God called Christian men and women to, quote, "stand in the gap"? Who will answer with courage and truth about the COVID bioweapon world genocide? Certainly not the world's leading religious figures. Dr. Franklin Graham, what would Jesus do? Dr. Gordon Robertson and Albert Mohler all espoused the COVID-19 aborted fetal cell-derived shots. Dr. James Dobson, to his credit, did voice concerns, as did Archbishop Carlo Vigano, much more vociferously, even opposing Pope Francis's hearty approval of the shots. So we see the religious community will not stand up for the truth. As for the mainstream press, its members are content to keep six-figure salaries and lie about the ravaging clot shot deaths. Who is left answering the Ezekiel 33 call to, quote, blow the trumpet? Perhaps ordinary good men and women of decency will find the courage. There are rumors that FDA and CDC doctor employees are becoming disgruntled with the shortcuts of warp speed, emergency use authorized COVID mRNA injections. We can pray some may jump ship or become whistleblowers. One man, indeed, has now answered God's call. This warrior of God is standing in the gap, facing off the valley of the shadow of death, opposing Satan's Moloch child murder stronghold. Frankie Stocks at National File reported July 12, 2022, on Casket Company family representative Mike Haddock's stunning truth-telling statistics. This was the National File headline. Stu Peters Show orders for child-sized coffin spike more than 500% in last 7 months. Haddock noted a massive spike in orders for child-sized caskets within a few months of the kitty jab. That was a quote. He said that, within a few months of the kitty jab. The Haddock family has been in business for more than 30 years. Haddock tweeted, quote, my family business is casket manufacturing in North America. We received two bulk orders for sub-5-foot units, children size, in less than 6 months. Never in 30-plus years of business have we ever sold child-sized coffins in bulk. Haddock told Peters the children's coffin orders have risen upwards of 500% in the past 7 months. We went through an average of, say, 50, 60 child-sized caskets a year. The last order was 200, and the next order after that was 250. We've now basically sold 5 years worth of stock in 7 months. Haddock commented grimly to Stu, call it what you will, magic or the vaccine, but something has happened that is causing an unprecedented amount of deaths. Stu's answer, magic is demonic and satanic. And that's everything that we are seeing happening right now. So, yes, it's magic, but it's also intentional magic. It's my opinion that this is an international plot to kill people, and now specifically kids. It's an international plot to make women infertile and men sterile and affect generations and generations in the future. Just like they know that this mRNA technology detrimentally affected rat colonies for 4 generations. What we're seeing here are intended consequences. Where are the other pastors? Besides those dumb dog lying mega church shepherds, ask your church friends and business associates who got the shots, then got COVID. Did your pastor warn you about the aborted fetal cell COVID shot derivation? We ask a number of our friends that question. No, my pastor never said anything about it. The shepherds were silent. Was it their ignorance, greed, cowardice, all three? God bless Mike Haddock. Like any normal born-again Christian man or woman, Mike cannot keep quiet while covert forces murder thousands or even millions of babes worldwide. May God raise up more such godly warriors. Events worse than millstone around the neck drownings await the others. Blood on the hands of the guilty and the silent. Repent, O church. And this is Elizabeth now interjecting. My latest view of a local newspaper has an obituary of a woman named Dawn. It saddens, here's an excerpt, it saddens our family to share that on Thursday, July 14th, 2022, Dawn, so-and-so, passed away suddenly in her home. Born on August 4th, 1961, Dawn was a lifetime Eastern Shore girl of Talbot County. It goes on to say that she would, quote, do anything for anyone if she knew there was a need for her to help you. She had been known to, but not only try, to save the population of any kind of animal that needed her, but she always kept her door open to anyone that was struggling and needed a place to call home. Dawn was the dog whisperer of all kinds. She really spoke dog talk. There wasn't a bark she didn't understand, nor a dog that couldn't communicate with her, ever. One more victim. One more under the radar coffin needed in the Eastern Shore here of Maryland. And now here's a postscript. When I ask, where are the pastors? We have July 20th at naturalnews.com, a posting, public health bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. are now encouraging people to put their faith in the coronavirus vaccine, the Wuhan coronavirus vaccine, in the Faith in Vaccine program. This program was launched in 2021 by partnering the places of worship in the federal capital to host pop-up vaccine centers in their establishments. And these are hosted, these get-togethers. They're hosted at local churches where residents can receive information on the vaccine and be vaccinated on site. This Faith in Vaccine program has provided free perks like masks for children and backpacks. And it was also noted in the article that this place, D.C., was chosen because there were so many black people there. Yes, yes, there are so many innuendos to all of this, but there it is. The obscene kind of program, Faith in Vaccines. Excuse me, I guess it's not, doesn't have a plural. It's Faith in Vaccine program. And we have some good things to note besides the good people like Mr. Haddock beginning to awaken the consciences that are seared in this country among the clergy. We have good news from our webmistress, Angeline, also known as Angel. And boy, she's an angel to us. And our program is on her network, but she is expanding. So we wish to announce that besides her kstartalkradio.com, and some of you have known that you could find us in addition to being on WWCR and Global Star some other venues, Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net. You can find us at kstartalkradio.com on Saturdays, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m., Sundays at 10 a.m. Now, her new network that you'll look for is going to have a lot of interesting people like Ernie Sanders, Pastor Ernie Sanders, Pastor Butch, Jan Markell, many, many others, Janet Parshall. So this kingdomstarradio.com. Again, note that, kingdomstarradio.com. We will be on it on Saturdays at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m., and on Sundays at 10 a.m., the same as on her kstartalkradio.com. So you'll want to look that up. You'll want to send people to our website, dividedkingdomradio.com. Our traffic for the last 30 days is up, I think, a couple thousand. So we count on you. This is your job. You are also a watchman under Ezekiel 33. Tell others to go to dividedkingdomradio.com and read our last maybe five or six essays. They're so important under breaking news. And tell them to go to our listening archives at DividedKingdomRadio.com. And now we're moving right on with our summer shock/secrets.
From naturalnews.com, June 16th, 2022, by Ethan Huff. Dr. Jane Ruby offers fresh insights about self-assembling clots and nanowires found in fully vaccinated cadavers. And that word clots is in quotation marks, as we'll see. A major bombshell has been dropped that exposes Wuhan coronavirus, that is COVID-19, so-called vaccines, as deadly clot manufacturing injections. And Dr. Jane Ruby offered her analysis of the situation during a recent segment of the Alex Jones Show with guest host Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Using his advanced microscopy tools to analyze vials of strange material that embalmer Richard Hirschman sent him, Adams found that the material coming out of the dead bodies of fully vaccinated people is both horrifying and novel, and that these are not normal blood clots. In fact, the clot material appears to have nothing to do with blood at all, and almost looks like its own type of artificial vessel or rubber band-like object. Hirschman told Adams that he is increasingly having to manually dislodge these strange clots from cadavers, which is something that he never had to do prior to the unleashing of Operation Warp Speed injections. During the last segment of Adams' three-hour appearance as guest host of the show, he spoke with Dr. Ruby, who explained that these self-assembling nanowires, as she called them, were talked about by Tony Fauci himself, although many people missed it. She said, quote, "There was an obligation of the NIH, National Institutes of Health, to go before Congress, so Fauci appeared on December 4th, 2019. It's a transcript record, 14 pages, for the House Energy Committee and the Subcommittee on Investigations and Oversight. And he specifically said," and she's talking here to Mike Adams, "he specifically said, Mike, we are going to be using self-assembling nanoparticles," unquote. Dr. Ruby explained to Mike Adams about what Fauci revealed concerning the future jabs before the pandemic was even announced. She said, "No one said a word. No one called him out. No one asked him to explain what that was, and they just let it go on. And what you're looking at from your brilliant work," again, she's talking to Mike Adams, "it looks like to me is the result of self-assembling nanomachinery inside blood vessels," unquote. Dr. Ruby is convinced that all of this was planned, and this is no accident that these strange foreign objects are self-assembling inside people's bodies and eventually killing them. She also made a clear distinction between the concept of messenger RNA, or mRNA, which is not what these jabs contain. What they do contain, or produce, depending upon the brand, that is Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, is a synthetic RNA technology that we still do not fully understand, since it is novel and has never before been seen or used in humans. Dr. Ruby also suggested during the interview that some of the vials of the material that Hirschman stored away actually saw their contents expand in size even while outside the body. This suggests that perhaps these self-assembling structures do not even require a living human body, in order to continue building themselves. Adams, that's Mike Adams, further explained how he observed under his high-powered microscope that many of the objects contain what appear to be insulated nanowires that are stuck to the main material. He tried to remove one with tweezers, but it was so affixed that he could not successfully remove it. Dr. Ruby added to the conversation about how all this is intentional. Quote, "It's hard to believe that your government is no longer there and that your agencies are collapsing, and that there's some worldwide force that's trying to kill you off and make you suffer before they do it." Elizabeth?
Yes, and we have more on this situation. June 24th, naturalnews.com, with Bell Carter weighing in as the writer. "Another embalmer exposes shocking post-vaccination fibrous clots to Dr. Jane Ruby." an experienced anonymous embalmer has stepped up and contacted Dr. Jane Ruby to show her pictures of horrible white fibrous clots pulled out of bodies as part of the preparations for embalming. Several days ago, I was contacted by another embalmer who has been finding these never-before-seen, before 2021, clots being pulled out of bodies, Ruby said. According to the Live with Dr. Jane Ruby host, and you can find her program, I'm interjecting, there at Brighteon, can't you, Lou? Brighteon.com.
Yes, that's right. You can just do a search on the search bar at the top. Once you get to Brighteon.com, just search for Dr. Jane Ruby, and then you can narrow it down. It's a nice search engine that allows you to narrow it down to either today, what's uploaded today, or this week, or this month, so you can kind of zoom in on what you want.
And some segments will have been put up that are part of the Stu Peters show, and there are recent ones usually. Now, to get to her own show, I think perhaps you have to subscribe. We're not certain about that, but you can find a lot of information there from the Stu Peters show. So according to the Live with Dr. Jane Ruby host, the embalmer was having trouble inserting the embalming tools because there were obstructions. This is when they found the disgusting, grotesque, white, fibrous, and slimy, quote, clots. Right now, this person wants their identity kept private. The person worries for their own safety, but is courageous enough to bring these forward, Ruby said, and proceeded to thank the anonymous embalmer for sending the pictures. You're an American hero. I know you feel this is a very frightening thing to do. Society and humanity owe you a debt, just like it does Mr. Richard Hirschman and the other embalmers who have come to my attention and whose work will be brought out like this one today. One picture showed the abnormal fibrous clot beside a normal gel-like blood clot to show the difference. The anonymous embalmer said most of these came out of the neck vessels of not just one cadaver, but of multiple deceased individuals who were mostly in their early 20s. They were also able to verify that 100% of them were jabbed with the Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 vaccine. And we have more. Ruby, horrified by the photos that showed the freaky clots of different sizes, said babies and toddlers are now being sacrificed at the altar of depopulation. Since the U.S. government has authorized the bioweapon shots for six-month-old babes and toddlers. We have to interject. We're still seeing this in our local Eastern Shore, Maryland newspapers. We've got that clinic running. And we talked before, there were some wraith-like figures on the ad before, some of them hovering over the drive-up cars of people to be injected. And now there's a figure who looks a lot like Snow White. She's very Disney-like. She has long black hair, but her face is very robotic. There's no expression. It's dim. And we can see we're a victim of that biggest proponent of all of artificial intelligence, and that is Satan. And he's going up and down in the earth trying to see who he can destroy. He's getting people, heads of governments, wives, to sing songs, happy birthday songs to little children who are masked and who are getting their arms filled with this kind of thing that Dr. Ruby is talking about. I'm just interjecting that. But Dr. Ruby said, please don't let babies and children get this. Please do whatever you can to stop them. Talk to the parents. Show them the pictures. Take a screenshot and do whatever you can do, because babies are going to start dying horrific deaths. They're not going to be able to survive this, Ruby pleaded. And again, Lou, we have to interject here. With Mr. Haddock's statistics, as a mathematician, you thought that was remarkable that the 500 number of caskets was used in 7 months, and it would have been what they had used for 5 years. You thought those statistics were what?
I would call them astounding. There's no way that this is just an accident. You know, it's, well, what's the right word? I'm trying to think of the word to use. But anyway, it just means that it is not due to simple chance. It's,
you know,
far above there.
It's graphic evidence, isn't it?
It is, very much
so. It's conclusive evidence. Now, back to this article. On June 17th, the FDA granted an emergency EUA for mRNA vaccines to be injected into the babies as young as 6 months old. FDA admitted that even though Pfizer's clinical trial, quote, was determined not to be reliable due to the low number of COVID-19 cases that occurred in the study participants, end of quote, the FDA still pushed through with the authorization to administer the vaccines to the younger population. Quote, as with all vaccines for any population, when authorizing COVID-19 vaccines intended for pediatric age groups, the FDA ensures that our evaluation and analysis of the data is rigorous and thorough. FDA top official Dr. Peter Marks said in a statement, again, God sometimes gives us hints through people's names. Fauci, it's a lot like Faust selling your soul to the devil. Peter Marks, is this the beginning of the mark of the beast, getting these people imbued, or rather injected with something so satanic that they will not be human, their DNA is not God's anymore, and eventually the trust stamp will come to this country, and the MasterCard will work with it, and we will not be able to go to our grocery stores the way we did. We warned some friends about Harris Teeter that they were giving the over $20,000 to pair with Procter & Gamble to help the gay movement, the LGBTQ movement, and they were going to have the aisles for all of this. We warned some Christian friends, but we would bet you 100% practically they're still shopping there. They don't want to give up their comfort. So another friendship pretty much bit the dust, because God is in the separation business. And if you aren't solidly with him, if you aren't solidly taking a stand, you know what the Bible says, Lou? He spits the lukewarm people out of his mouth, doesn't he?
That's right, in the book of Revelation.
Yeah, and we're pretty much maybe in Revelation. We don't know. But let's go on with what you have next.
Next we have Epoch Times. 62,000 unvaccinated guards, reserve soldiers facing loss of pay as Army prepares to enforce vaccine mandate. This is by Enrico Trigoso, July 12, 2022, updated July 14th. About 40,000 National Guard and 22,000 reserve soldiers will be blocked from service for rejecting the COVID vaccines, U.S. Army officials said on July 8th. An Army spokesman told Military.com, quote, soldiers who refuse a vaccination order without an approved or pending exemption request are subject to adverse administrative actions, including flags, bars to service, and official reprimands, unquote. The deadline for the Defense Department's vaccination mandate passed at midnight on June 30th. The order cuts off pay and some of the military benefits to the 62,000 service members. Retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney criticized the Biden administration's vaccination mandates. McInerney told the Epoch Times, why would the Army do that when the COVID survival rate of their age group is extremely high? The Army spokesperson also told Military.com, quote, in the future, soldiers who continue to refuse a vaccination order without an exemption may be subject to additional adverse administrative action, including separation. Lieutenant General John Jensen, director of the Army Guard, told the outlet, quote, we're going to give every soldier every opportunity to get vaccinated and continue their military career. We're not giving up on anybody until the separation paperwork is signed and completed.
May I interject there, Lou?
Yes.
That's a kind of a harassment. We're going to wait it out because sooner or later they're going to crumble. They're going to do it.
Oh, yeah. This is just to make them sound as if they're being reasonable.
That's
when they're
right.
Not.
That's right. Go ahead.
Across all states and territories, only 23 permanent medical exemptions and 19 permanent religious exemptions have been issued by the U.S. Army, according to their vaccination data from July 8th. Career-ending myocarditis. Lieutenant John Bowes, and this is courtesy of John Bowes, Air Force pilot lieutenant, told the Epoch Times in late June that he personally knows a few pilots who, quote, developed myocarditis from the vaccine, and they don't fly anymore. I know of personally more than 700 pilots who are actively unvaccinated and have filed a religious accommodation or have filed for a medical exemption or something of the sort, unquote. The Air Force has been struggling with pilot shortages for years now. Former Air Force Chief of Staff General David Goldfein testified before Congress in 2017 about a shortage of aviators, writing in 2016 that the situation was a, quote, quiet crisis, unquote. A Department of Defense report from 2019 noted that by the end of fiscal year 2018, the Air Force was, quote, short 2,000 pilots out of a total inventory of 18,400.
And now we have spike protein syndrome is sweeping America as deadly disorders are springing up out of nowhere post-COVID vaccination. July 16th, S.D. Wells at naturalnews.com. The real pandemic the world is experiencing is the skyrocketing cases of preventable diseases, literally caused and exacerbated by spike protein injections, also known as COVID-19 vaccines. Research conducted by scientists found that spike proteins injected into the body and created by mRNA, quote, technology, enter the bloodstream and travel to all parts of the body, accumulating and polluting cleansing organs while causing blood clots. This clotting and damage to the vascular system results in deadly conditions, including myocarditis, strokes, and, yes, cancer. Cancer tumors are popping up at the site of injection and increasing in the human body post-COVID-19 vaccination. Coincidence? Spike proteins are dangerous toxins that can clog the entire vascular system. And this is Elizabeth again. Now, this article gets into prion diseases, and there's a lot more data on this. Those of you who recall the years when we were very concerned about mad cow disease. Remember those cows that were downers? And it was in the deer, the chronic wasting disease, which isn't really gone up there in Pennsylvania. And who put it there? How did it get there? Was it like Lyme disease leaving Plum Island? We really don't know all these things. But here's at least a little overview, because we have been hearing that the brains of many of the people who took the COVID vaccine shots are deteriorating. They're being eaten out. Holes are being eaten out because it is due to a prion-like condition. So here this article says prion diseases and disorders are sweeping the nation and the world, but the medical-industrial complex and the mass media, fake news, MSM, are keeping a tight lid on the news and science that reveal this, quote, pandemic of vaccine-induced injuries and deaths. As mRNA injections reprogram human cells to continuously produce the spike protein prions, they continue accumulating throughout the body, possibly forever. Scientists and coroners are finding high concentrations of these virus-mimicking prions in the spleen, liver, bone marrow, adrenal glands, and the ovaries of COVID-vaccinated victims. And I think, Lou, you have 4B?
I do.
We continue this.
That's right. By the way, this is not some new revelation. Scientists are saying, quote, we have known for a long time that the spike protein is a pathogenic protein. It's a toxin. It can cause damage in our body if it gets into circulation, unquote. In fact, a large number of studies reflect that the damage from COVID-19 so-called vaccines is causing much more health carnage than the virus itself. Lab animals injected with spike proteins develop cardiovascular problems and reveal that the spike protein's prions cross the blood-brain barrier, causing brain damage. Spike protein injections cause potential risks to nursing babies and to fertility. As research reveals, while birth rates coincidentally are plummeting globally, Bill Gates, who has openly supported population reduction of billions of people using vaccines and abortions, has auspiciously fully backed the spike protein injections for the pandemic. Is this because the prions cause the immune system to attack the fetus while damaging the ovaries, thus causing spontaneous abortions and miscarriages, limiting reproduction, and also causing infertility? Like China, India, Japan, and Brazil, the U.S. birth rate is well below the replacement rate. And for the birth of a country to simply remain the same, I should say the birth rate, the rate needs to be slightly above 2%. This means that due to spike protein injections, the number of babies killed in the womb is reducing the world's population considerably, just like Gates and all the other globalist eugenicists his cohorts wanted to. Columbia University researchers found the disease, I should say the death rate from spike protein syndrome, or SPS, is much higher than the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, claims, revealing at least 10 times the number of deaths the CDC says have resulted from Fauci death jabs. That total is now approaching 500,000 deaths from SPS, not just 2,000, I should say 20,000 or so. Still, that death count could be way low. Steve Kirsch, executive director of the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation, VSRF, ran an analysis based on VAERS statistics, plus data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and found the true death rate or death toll from the kill shots is double that amount, quickly and approaching a million.
Lou, you and I have mentioned on this program before that others said only 1% of the deaths was reported or the injuries to VAERS, and so we took that 20-some thousand times 100, and we got, what, over 2 million, didn't we?
Yes, we did. That's right.
So there may be 2 million deaths, just like this woman here in our local paper. You know, all these percentages of the obituaries, sometimes it's as much as 50% when I look at a newspaper. And sometimes I look at a newspaper from Western Pennsylvania, and I see the same thing. There are some young men who die suddenly, unexpectedly. They look very athletic. They look very trim. They're around 29 or 30 years old. Go ahead, pick up that story.
In other words, the number of deaths from the clot shot vaccines is far higher than the number of deaths from the actual virus, assuming there even is one, since it's never been isolated in a lab. This pandemic is a clot shot pandemic.
Now, we have to say we don't agree with that statement. We're not in agreement with Mike Adams and Alex Jones and David Icke with his pernicious anti-Christian approach toward the New World Order dangers, though he has done well to expose the child molestation and the child sacrifice. But Lou and I have common sense, and we both have college degrees, and we know there's a lot of evidence that there really are viruses. For instance, the virus that's connected with chronic fatigue syndrome, Epstein-Barr, that's been isolated. And if you read Judy Mikovits's book, she has several books, one about plague, I believe, and she discusses this. So there really have been mice viruses isolated. So Lou and I, we can't accept this, that there's no germ theory. Because, you know, I had chicken pox as a kid. You did too, probably, or didn't you have it?
No, I did. I did.
Yeah, we got it from our friends. Now, contagion, contagion, contagion. Listeners, there has to be something more than what Icke says. It's just your own body. It gets weak, and then things take over. Well, my goodness, no. You know, some of my family went to a memorial service for a beloved aunt who had died, and they got COVID because they were with people. So use your brains. There are some viruses. And, of course, Mikovits mentioned that there was an awful brew in this thing, and part of it was mice leukemia viruses. We know the SV40 virus, that was a cancer-causing virus that was put in the polio shots. So don't be misled by some kind of false science. We really have to talk about that, and we have to stand apart from it, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay,
yes.
So do you have, is that the conclusion of your part?
Almost. I'll finish it up. This pandemic is a clot shot pandemic, not a virus-based one. That we can agree with. That's why everyone should avoid spike protein injections like the plague. Bookmark vaccines.news to your favorite independent websites for updates on experimental vaccines that cause blood clots, myocarditis, and severe chronic inflammation.
And yes, you said we can't agree that it's a clot shot that's causing the death, but there are some viruses in it from other species. We believe that. We believe what Dr. Judy Mikovits said. So we don't know what all was bioengineered and what wasn't. And now I have new COVID-19 vaccines will be designed for immune imprinting, leading to more vaccinated people getting sick and dying. And this, again, is Natural News, Arsenio Toledo, July 15th. The next batch of Wuhan coronavirus vaccines developed by Big Pharma companies will be perfectly designed to drive immune printing. Rather, that's imprinting, leading to more sicknesses and deaths of people who take new and experimental vaccines. And they go on to talk about Dr. Robert Malone on Steve Bannon's War Room discussing this. There's a new $3.2 billion deal with Pfizer. Isn't that something? Biden approved this new $3.2 billion deal for new COVID-19 vaccines. And supposedly, according to the article, they're retooled. And the article says, immune imprinting is a phenomenon that occurs when a person is exposed to the proteins or other biological structures of viruses that allow them to penetrate host cells and cause infections, like those found in the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19 disease. Theoretically, when an immune system has been successfully imprinted, the body will then have the ability to recall existing memory cells, immune system cells that remember the same pathogen and provide the body with faster future antibody production when confronted with the disease. So, in other words, I think perhaps this is another word for the effect of the ADEs, and we've talked about that. This is Elizabeth again talking here. That the harmful process of the antibody-dependent enhancement, that's the ADE, and what happens there is that there's a kind of priming of the immune system to get ready for the next kind of coronavirus or whatever is similar that will come in the future, but it's an over-priming so that the immune system is oversensitized. And then it's going to lead to the cytokine storms in the lungs and really deadly effects. So we'll see how all that plays out. Okay, Lou?
Yes. Next, we have Biden signs executive order promoting abortion on demand following Roe versus Wade overturn. This is by Bell Carter at Natural News, Monday, July 11th. Finding a way around the Supreme Court's decision to upend Roe versus Wade, President Joe Biden just signed an executive order, quote, protecting access to reproductive health services, unquote, on July 8th. The White House stated in a fact sheet, 2 weeks ago, the Supreme Court issued a decision that overturned Roe versus Wade and eliminated a woman's constitutional right to choose. And this is Lou interjecting, as the court says there was no such constitutional right. So you can see where this is going from Biden and his henchmen. Back to the article, this decision expressly took away a right from the American people that it had recognized for nearly 50 years, a woman's right to make her own reproductive health care decisions, free from government interference, unquote. The said executive order will support abortion on demand until the moment of birth. On Friday morning, July 8th, the fact sheet was released directing the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, to protect and expand access to, quote, medication abortion, unquote. It also ordered the Attorney General and the White House counsel to, quote, convene private pro bono attorneys, bar associations, and public interest organizations, unquote, to provide legal counsel for women seeking abortions and doctors committing abortions. The Biden administration promised to fight any attack by a state or local official who attempts to interfere with women exercising this right.
All the snakes in the head of Medusa, there they are.
Oh, yes, absolutely. HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra reportedly said that the administration has no magic bullet, those were his words, no magic bullet that can restore access to abortion, as the executive order seemed vague on how the president hopes to accomplish those goals.
Pray to foil it, listeners of the divided kingdom.
Yes.
Pray it's going to be ineffectual under God's control.
Anti-abortion advocates denounce this massive move to disrespect the High Court's decision and the sanctity of life. Leftists would do just about anything as they were disappointed with what they perceived as inaction to protect abortion following the overturning of the landmark decision. Pro-abortion groups continue to wreak havoc on pro-life sites.
Yes, fire broke out at a Christian pregnancy clinic late last month in Colorado. There were chilling messages that were spray-painted onto the walls and ground outside. If abortions aren't safe, neither are you. And bans off our bodies. Authorities believe the fire was set deliberately. The center aims to educate women on pregnancy, and no abortion procedures are being carried out in this clinic. Vandals also struck at the Montpelier State Capitol. Windows were broken, and a message was painted outside the main door. If abortions aren't safe, you're not either. Now, Lou, we have to interject. Remember how we have heard that all the mainstream media, I think it's owned by five or six corporations, and they have the same talking points. You know, you could turn on CNN, you could turn on MSNBC, you could turn on even Fox, later Fox, after the betrayal of the presidential election of 2020. But you could see just about the exact same wording everywhere. So this is interesting that we have in Colorado, and we have way across America, in Montpelier, we've got the same slogan. If abortions aren't safe, you're not even that threat, that Antifa BLM type threat. Don't you think that's interesting?
Oh, yes. That's obviously being coached by someone somewhere, or maybe several organizations.
That's right. Police said seven windows worth $25,000 were smashed and damaged. Pro-abortion protesters also attempted an insurrection at the Arizona State Senate. Extremist demonstrators made their way to the entrance of the Senate building and began forcibly entering by breaking windows and pushing down doors. Law enforcement monitoring the situation called for backup and was able to disperse the crowd with tear gas before entry was made. Oh, but I don't believe that they were then picked up in the Antifa vans, the white kind of UN van, and taken down to the D.C. Capitol jail where the January 6th people are being held. Do you? You didn't hear that, did you?
I did not
hear
that.
No, I don't believe they overlooked those criminals. But now we move on.
From LifeSide News, man violently assaults Canadian pro-life woman after shouting, "I'll put a bullet in your head." She suffered injuries to her right hand after a camera was knocked to the ground. This is by Pete Beklinski, Friday, July 15th, from LifeSite News. And this, I think, was taken from the Campaign Life Coalition. A pro-life woman leading a group of young people and witnessing to the truth about abortion was violently assaulted by a man who first threatened to shoot her before hitting her and knocking her camera out of her hand. Josie Lutke, 26, was in Jackson Square in Hamilton, Ontario, on Thursday afternoon with a handful of young people to witness to the gruesome reality that abortion kills children. They held loud signs showing the violent deaths these children suffer. Lutke, who is the youth coordinator at Campaign Life Coalition, was working with the youth, all of them summer interns at the CLC, teaching them how to engage in pro-life activism on behalf of preborn children. About 2:30 in the afternoon, a bearded, tattooed man wearing black shorts with green stripes and a black T-shirt approached Lutke, aggressively demanding that she look at something on his phone. Lutke turned him down because earlier that day, the group had been harassed by a different man who forcefully shoved pornography from his phone in their faces. "I want to show you something," the tattooed man said to Lutke, half mentioning something about his son before shouting at her, "F you, F you." The exchange was captured by Lutke in a handheld video camera, which was already recording for safety purposes. "No thank you," Lutke replied to the man. The man then walked away, with Lutke continuing to record, but not filming the man, while asking a young female demonstrator with the group if she was okay. At this point, video footage records the man shouting and threatening to shoot Lutke. "Chick with the camera. Put it in my face again, I'll put a bullet in your head," he can be heard saying, but without the camera being pointed in his direction. At this point, Lutke swivels the camera in his direction, telling him, "Sir, you cannot say that." The man who was walking away at this point suddenly turned around and started aggressively approaching Lutke. "You did it in my face. I'm effing S-H, you not." "No, you can't say that, sir," replied Lutke. The man continued to storm toward Lutke, angrily shouting, "Put it in my face, my effing face again. He then came directly in front of Lutfi, physically assaulting her with his right hand, hitting her hand, and sending her camera flying through the air. Said Lutfi after the event, he didn't just hit the camera, he hit my hand, but with enough force so the camera went flying. And Josie Lutfi, 26, has engaged in pro-life activism for years. Lutfi sustained tissue damage in her right hand below her thumb, leaving the area bruised and sore. The camera landed on the pavement and remarkably continued to record while landing in such a way as to capture the man leaving the crime scene. Luckily, the camera was undamaged. Lutfi has reported the incident to police and is hoping to press charges if the man can be identified. She said she was alarmed when the man threatened to shoot her. She said after the event, quote, well, you can see in the video that he's very aggressive. He starts moving his backpack around as if he's going to fight me. He had threatened to put a bullet in my head. It entered my mind that he could have a gun, unquote. Lutfi said that she's grateful that she received the brunt of the assault and that it did not happen to one of the CLC interns she was supervising. I am thankful that it didn't happen to any of the interns and that it did not escalate to something even worse, she said. It could have been a lot worse. Abortion activists like to falsely claim that it's pro-lifers who are the violent ones. In the wake of the overturn of Roe, however, pro-abortion violence has skyrocketed, with pregnancy care centers being vandalized, churches being spray-painted, and other damage being done. Also with pro-abortion slogans. And now pro-life activists being assaulted in public. Lutfi said that she's not surprised that support for abortion, which is an act of violence against pre-born people, leads to violence against born people. She said, quote, abortion is an extremely violent act. When people condone this kind of violence against an identifiable group, is it any wonder that they turn to violence against others, whom they deem as inconvenient or as opposing them in some way? Mother Teresa once said that if we, as a society, quote, accept that a mother can kill even her own children, how can we tell other people not to kill one another, unquote. And said Lutfi, violence always leads to more violence.
And, Lou, we do have to give a shout-out, a hurrah, to Mr. Dickin there in Indianapolis, I guess. Rather, in Indiana. I don't know. The shopping center, do you remember what the name of it is
right
now?
I don't remember the name. I think it was on the outskirts.
Something like Green
Tree.
Yes, I think it was. Anyway, apparently Mr. Dickin was there, and he had concealed carry, and he was near a cookie counter, and he saw this other man emerge and begin shooting. And I think only a couple shots were fired. I believe we've heard only about two people were killed. Isn't that right?
I think that's accurate.
And so Mr. Dickin did not have an automatic weapon, but he was a sharpshooter. He was really right on the ball. We've heard the health ranger, Mike Adams, say, I believe maybe he was 30 feet away. Is that what you recall?
Something like that, yes.
And Mike Adams said he would have chosen to move up a little bit, be a little closer. He said, but perhaps he had different training, Mr. Dickin. At any rate, he was very accurate. And so there is one more stalker of society, perhaps a New World Order mind control a person, we don't know, but there's one that is foiled. And so we give thanks to the Lord Jesus that a lot of people were not killed. There could have been hundreds of people killed in that shopping center. And so we have a headline here, pro-abortion Pelosi says any pope would agree she knows more about having babies. And, of course, this is another abortion proponent. And we will be getting into that a little bit more next week. We have another headline, France to turn off street lights in response to energy crisis. And yesterday, right before we were going to prepare our program, we heard some kind of a wacky thing that Biden, because his climate change program had been kind of, shall we say, shredded, now he was going to do some kind of a wild executive order that would ban just about every production of every kind of fuel in America would be the end of America. That seems too crazy for us to even report on. So we'll see what happens during the week ahead. And we do have a lot more for you. Canadian government is preparing that facility to force people to eat bugs. $8.5 million. We're going to be eating crickets. God help us. Beyond Meat wasn't enough. But so much is going on, and again, we know that many of you look forward to hearing our program, especially on WWCR, and that's on Thursday evenings and 4.840 megahertz, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And also, we can be heard on WWCR Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern Time on 7.490 megahertz, and on Monday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern, 9.350 megahertz. So we really do hope that you will send people to read my latest monologue there at our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com, and that you will send people in to our listening archives. Let them know that there are truth tellers, and we are struggling. We are struggling to stay on the air, so if you can help us to be on WWCR in the month of August and beyond, please send a check of any amount made out to WWCR. We can't take personal checks. Send it to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M, Maryland, 21609. And again, we can use cash. We can use some postage stamps. We're not completely out of those that that kind Pennsylvania doctor sent to us. Please do keep all the listeners of the Divided Kingdom in your prayers for their health, for their provision, for their protection. Keep praying for Fred and his terrible back injury, and for Frank, who's recovering from heart surgery, open heart surgery. Please pray for Lou and me. We're really happy to be Mr. and Mrs. America, bringing you the news, the real news, the truthful news. It's a joy to be following Ezekiel 33, isn't it, Lou?
Very much so. Very much so.
Sometimes we are beaten down by Satan. God always lifts us up. And we love all of you, and we thank you from the bottoms of our hearts for what you've been doing to help us. Sacrificially, God sees, God knows. And we wonder about poor Ivana Trump. Did she take the shot? Did she pass out? Fall, and then the injury occurred. We do not know, but pray for the Trump family. Good night.